It's not tired radio. It's Sound Awake. KPFT Houston, 90.1 FM. Jeffrey Thames, King of Grief, here with you until 3 o'clock. We've got approximately an hour and a half left of intelligent freeform pop to share with you today. We finished off that set with a native of Houston, currently based in Austin. Her name is Amy Atchley. Her new album is called Where You Go. She's had several over the past 10 years. I've lost count in her discography. She'll be playing McGonagall's Mucky Duck next Tuesday. And not only that, but she'll be in here briefly to talk about the new album. We'll spin some cuts. Might get a live performance from her. We're still working that out. Amy Atchley next week on Soundwake and at McGonagall's Mucky Duck. Adam Marsland, who flew into town, well, flew in by car, I guess, back in February. Contamination from the Owl and the Full Moon. Great record. A band that I thought would, you know, they captured the heart of America, but as it turns out, they were also made some waves in Australia. I'm led to understand the Banana Splits, Flegal, Bingo, Drooper, and Snorky. That's coming from We're the Banana Splits. They're the only full-length album I know of that was released by the group back in 1968. The song Doing the Banana Split, written by Galveston native Barry White. Yes, folks, you heard that here first. We also heard Sly and the Family Stone from the same era, Ride the Rhythm, coming from Dance to the Music. The Family Stone, with founding members Greg Errico, Cynthia Robinson, and Jerry Martini, will be playing the Houston International Festival this Saturday, May the 3rd, 6:30, at the, I'm not sure, it's is it center stage?
They're on the world stage.
The world stage. Yeah. Okay, it wasn't specific here on the schedule. I thought I had all the notes I need, but the Family Stone at iFest 6:30 this Saturday. That's all you need to know. And I will be giving away a pair of passes for iFest later on in the show. We started that set off with a band that smoked iFest this past Saturday afternoon, The Suffers. Guan was the name of the tune, currently available as a download, available from their Bandcamp page. The full-length album is in the works, and more cuts are forthcoming here on Sound Awake. And Andrew Bauer, I believe that was your first visit to the Church of the Suffers.
It was, yes.
As well.
I'd heard the name around town and heard the buzz, and if the buzz, I'm pretty out of touch, so if the buzz reaches me, that means there's a buzz. So, and it was definitely worth following up on that buzz, I can tell you.
Yes, it was. I know they've got a few other, like some gigs planned in Dallas and other cities. As soon as I have confirmation of their next Houston gig, I will impart that information right here on the show. If you need more information about this program you're listening to, Facebook and Twitter, Sound Awake Radio, SoundAwakeRadio, and use hashtag Sound Awake Radio if you're listening in the first hour of the show and want to let your folks know. And now, without further ado, as previously established, my guest today, and it's weird having you in the studio in a month other than March.
Yes, it seems.
But it's, I'm all for it. Andrew Bauer, normally here in his capacity as the curator of the Down Under Sounds Festival, today he is here as the front man for the transcontinental rock sensations, the Valerie Trails. Their new album, the second of their catalog, is called Buffalo Speedway, and it is finally out today.
Yes, finally the long march is over.
Yeah, and you specifically you decided to wait until after South by Southwest. And
yeah, that was a lesson learned. That was lesson learned from, I think, the last time around we released in February, and things kind of tend to be, you know, to sort of make the most of it these days. You really have to basically give yourself time to get the word out and get out to the various to radio, to press, and to the folks who are going to spread the word for you. And and we had some good momentum with the last one, and then you get to South by, and that's kind of all anyone wants to think about. So we took our time, so we made sure we had the vinyls ready to go. I'd recommend the approach. I mean, I know you record something and you say, I want to get it out here and want people to hear it.
Yeah.
So
always good to have like a new product in hand for South By, but it's not like you can actually just corral the band and said, hey, let's play a gig somewhere on 6th Street for this thing.
Yeah, exactly.
So I wanted to bring that up. This is the first of the Valerie Trails albums to be issued on vinyl in addition to CD and digital formats?
Yes. Yep.
Excellent. How? What was the? Was it just that financial considerations, or was it something you actually wanted, like a nice, just a nice 12-inch piece of black plastic with your work on it?
A bit of both, I think. I think it was kind of the way the songs were shaping up and the way the album was shaping up. It was kind of worthy of committing to vinyl, and it was the type of, it turned out to be, surprise, surprise, a very guitar album. So, it's the sort of thing that translates well to vinyl. And we found a mastering engineer who mastered it specifically for vinyl and cut the lacquer himself. So it's actually a different master on the vinyl. So it sounds
wow.
And that's why it's black, because I did my research, and there's all you can do your cool sort of colors, and but if you want the record to sound good, black is where it's at. So
yeah, save the colored vinyl for like 7 inches and different things like
exactly.
that. It's like boutique items. Mm-hmm. But this is like the meat of the matter here. Well, we'll talk more about the making of the record, and we're going to hear a live number from Andrew in just a bit. We're going to start with the track from the CD. This is the CD master. We're going to start with Hollywood Land, which I'd like to ask, being a native Australian, how much of the myth of Hollywood, how much of that permeates?
Well, it's probably more of the reality, because that song came from way back many years ago when I was doing my first trip to the US was a big one. I was here for 4 months and traveled around and spent about a week in a sort of backpackers hostel / motel in Hollywood. So I got to see, both sides of Hollywood. So it was, and that was kind of towards the end of the trip, and you get that whole sort of end of trip melancholy sets in, and you end up in a pretty weird headspace. And that's kind of where the song came from. After I got back to Australia and processed it all, that's what came out. And this is one of the songs that was written quite a while ago and was a sort of, was buried away in a demo tape in a box somewhere, and I rediscovered it and played it and thought, oh, this is pretty good. Let's let's see how this shapes up for the record.
And here it is on Buffalo Speedway. Let's have a listen to it now. Hollywood Land, new music from the Valerie Trails on Soundaway, KPFT Houston, 90.1 FM.
So
track is Hollywood Land. New music from The Valerie Trails, their second album, Buffalo Speedway, available today. You are Sound Awake on KPFT Houston, 90.1 FM. I'm Jeffrey Thames, King of Grief. Andrew Bauer of The Valerie Trails joining me today. They're a Houston representation.
The Houston branch.
As it were. We should explain for everyone. I did mention, I used the word transcontinental earlier, but the Valerie shows, they're Australian, but not 100% Australia-based.
No, that's basically I'm here and the guys are in Brisbane, so we tend to record, when we do get together, when we're not recording, we're sending files back and forth. When we get together, in Brisbane. It's kind of easier logistically.
Yeah, we should mention the other two core members of the Trails. Starting with Brother Sean.
My brother Sean, who listeners may remember from Grand Atlantic.
Longtime favorites here on the show.
Yes, and then the drummer Dan McNulty, who also plays, he's got his main gig is in a band called We All Want To from Brisbane, who very, very well worth, I think they'd be right in your wheelhouse, so definitely worth checking out.
Okay, duly noted. Mm-hmm. I need to friend him on Facebook. I need to get better at networking. Anyhow, we do have a copy. We mentioned the vinyl earlier. Andrew is generous enough to donate a vinyl copy of Buffalo Speedway. We're going to give that away at the end of the hour to a lucky caller. So if you enjoy what you're hearing and you'd like to have it on wax, stay tuned to win.
With a download code, I may add.
Excellent. So you have
the best of both worlds.
You've got vinyl and you've got something a little more portable to take on the phone or however you enjoy your music on the go. Now, are you ready to play something
sure.
live for us? We can do. We're going to hear a live rendition of the opening cut. And it was also the first single
it was, yes.
to be issued, and that track is Star Song, which is I remember netted a Psychedelic Furs comparison.
That's yes,
which is well warranted, yeah. Of course.
Yes, that and there's a few other. All influences tend to sort of bleed in and out. So it's kind of fascinating to see the ones that were yes, that was in our minds when we were in the mix, and then you see some that will. It actually wasn't really in our minds, but it's obviously in there somewhere. So it's interesting seeing the reviews come out and pick up on different aspects of the
song. Yeah, if it's in the subconscious, it'll come out sooner or later. All right, so here it is live in the studio. You can catch the full band version on Buffalo Speedway. Star Song from the Valerie Trails, Mr. Andrew Bauer on Sound Awake.
You can shake my confidence, but you can't earn my trust. You can't still want everything when everything is lost. I don't know whose side you're on, but I don't think it's mine. I'd like to get to know you, but I haven't got the time. I'll wait till the stars have fallen from your eyes. I'll wait till the stars have fallen from your eyes. I can't see the difference between the two extremes. I have heard too many words, I don't know what they mean. You won't always find me here, but maybe just one time. You can tell your secrets, and I can tell you mine. I'll wait till the stars have fallen from your eyes. I'll wait till the stars have fallen from your eyes. I'll wait till the stars have fallen from your eyes. I'll wait till the stars have fallen from your eyes.
I'll wait till the stars have fallen from your eyes. I'll wait till the stars have fallen from your eyes. I'll wait till the stars have fallen from your eyes. I'll wait till the stars have fallen from the skies.
Andrew Bauer of the Valerie Trails performing Star Song here on Soundawake, KPFT Houston 90.1 FM. That is the opening track and the lead single from Buffalo Speedway, the second Valerie Trails album released today. How have you entertained the notion, again, this is, I know it's a it's probably a financial issue, but have you entertained the notion of like issuing actual single, like 7 inches for some of these?
I would love to do that. It's in the list of ideas. There was some talk at one stage of a Valerie Trails Grand Atlantic split single, but that obviously didn't happen. So
yeah. Well, it still could happen.
Dip into
their archives.
Yeah.
Incidentally, I keep meaning to ask since we're bringing up Grand Atlantic, how is Phil Usher doing?
He's good. He has his new project, Sacred Shrines.
Very
delving. You know, Grand Atlantic always had that psychedelic edge, and he's kind of delving deeper into the world, into the sort of the waters of psychedelia. And
wonderful.
He's got a great band together with he and Matt, who's a drummer with Grand Atlantic, and a couple of other compadres have got a group together who've they've released a single. They played their first show in Brisbane recently, and they're kind of ramping up. So.
It's all happening in Brisbane, people.
It always is. There's always lots of stuff happening. Every now and then, it gets noticed by the rest of the world. But whether that's happening or not, it's still happening in Brisbane.
Yeah, you stay, I guess, like self-contained, and you have a good time, and that's
pretty much
the bottom line. Once again, the new Valerie Trails album, Buffalo Speedway, available today. It's available as a download, as a CD, and vinyl, and we'll be giving away some vinyl in just a bit. We do have a copy of the new album to give to a lucky listener. I'm going to play another cut from the album. This is one I've been wanting to spin during the Classic Club Hour. For those of you who don't know, I mean, you might be listening to the show for the first time. The second half of Soundawake is devoted to modern rock and dance favorites from the 80s and late 90s and or early 90s and late 70s, and this track is certainly a throwback to those times. I mean, you talk about wearing your influences on your sleeve. They're in full form here, and that is not a complaint. The track number 8 on the CD, or I guess index, if you want to be technical. The track is called There Is Love, and this is one I would love to see as a 7-inch. And also, we talked about this, I think the last time you were here off mic, you'd actually like to get somebody to remix this, or at least extend it, make it club friendly.
It's also on the list is to have a stab at that myself. I've got a couple of remixes that I want to do. I'm thinking of a Hollywoodland is kind of interesting. It came out of the mix process with a bit less, if you believe, less guitar-y than I'm kind of thinking about doing a sort of Guitarmageddon mix of that, and possibly the King of Grief extended remix of There Is Love is kind of on the.
Oh yeah,
I'd love
to have a hand in that. Yeah. I've never done it myself. I mean, apart from like the things I can do with Cool Edit Pro.
I've dabbled a little bit. I'm a very agricultural remixer. I'm a kind of copy and paste and move around. I'm not very sophisticated, but you can get some good results somehow.
Oh yeah, it's all about the finished product, regardless. So what inspired the I guess like the writing? Were you specifically setting out to say I want to honor this?
Not really. It was more that the song was written, and the song was written without her. And because I'm writing, we're not sort of jamming up songs in the room together. So I kind of writing them myself with the guitar. So they kind of sometimes the tempo isn't necessarily, or the rhythm isn't necessarily established definitively. And And this one, it's like a particular rhythm, which will probably, you know, sound fairly familiar to people when they hear it.
Yes,
it
was I got a list of people. If they're listening, like the opening drum beats, they're gonna they're going to be taken aback.
Yes. So that it was and lo and behold, that's the one that worked. And then, you know, once you find something that works, it's hard to make something unwork. So we move forward in the spirit of that particular track and took it in hopefully a different direction, I think, and that's the result. And the instrumentation kind of followed, and it was actually kind of an exercise in seeing if I could actually write a song with the word love in the title. And it may never happen again, but we did it this one time, and I think it turned out okay.
Excellent. Well, let's let the audience be the judge. You're going to love this, folks. I promise you will. From Buffalo Speedway, There Is Love, the Valerie Trails on Soundaway, KPFT Houston, 90.1 FM. There Is Love. From the Valerie Trails, Buffalo Speedway, the brand new album released today. And if you did recognize the backbeat, you're going to enjoy not only the opening cut of the Classic Club Hour in about 7 minutes, but the second half of the show next week. Details will follow. You are Sound Awake on KPFT Houston, 90.1 FM. Jeffrey Thames, King of Grief, here with Andrew Bauer of the Valerie Trails, spinning some cuts from the album. Is there anything we haven't touched on that that bears repeating in this release day frenzy?
I think it's kind of like it's all building up to this, and it's kind of the relief of actually getting it out there. So it's If the best place, if you go to our website, we've got a blog post up that says here's where to find it, here's the best way to get it, and the best place of all is our website, and we love people who actually buy the record off the website.
Excellent.
But if you have a favorite other place, it's probably there too.
Oh yeah, it's always good to support whatever local mom and pop business you can. But if you order direct from the website, you might get a handwritten note.
Absolutely.
From Andrew, some stickers.
Absolutely.
Excellent. I don't have any stickers yet.
I have some.
Excellent. There's a space. I mean, I want to wash the car first, but there's a space on my back window for you fellas somewhere. Well, we're going to give away the vinyl right now. It is an LP copy of the Valerie Trail's Buffalo Speedway, mastered specifically for vinyl, so you will not get the same experience on CD, and you also get a bonus download. And I'm assuming like the digital download has the same master as
yes,
the
as the CD, so you get the best of both.
Truly,
so
if you're
an audiophile, you can compare it and compare, contrast, and report back to us.
Excellent, yeah. And you can find them at the Valerie Trails on Twitter. Look for them on Facebook. I'll post some links to the Soundwake page a little later on. I will take caller number 6 if you want to pick up that Valerie Trails EP Buffalo. I'm sorry, LP.
LP
Buffalo
LP.
Speedway.
We don't mess around. Well, actually, sometimes we do. We usually if I'm going to travel all the way, we're going to make an LP.
You've got statements to make for sure. So if you would like the new Valerie Trails LP for your very own on vinyl, caller number 6 at 713-526-5738. 713-526-KPFT. We're going to wrap up this hour. I'll be back at 2 with the Classic Club Hour, your modern rock and dance favorites from the 80s. And surrounding eras. Right now, the final selection on the Valerie Trails Buffalo Speedway. It's called Rise and Fall. Mr. Andrew Bauer, thank you so much.
Thank you.
For joining us again. And we will talk to him very, very soon, at least by next March for Down Under Sound 6. Right now, the Valerie Trails on Soundway, KPFT Houston, 90.1 FM.
And there's nothing left. Just these voices in my head. And a face I can't forget. Following me through rise and fall, rise and fall, gently in your hands, while the ghosts are still so